This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is. You can join us here toll free at 855-453. 855-450-3733. Skype usernames lrn.fm. You can call in about anything you want to discuss. We are going over the list of 10 reasons from Breitbart, was it, Daryl?
Yes.
Why Paul Ryan, who is a politician in Washington, D.C., who is now
Speaker of the House,
has been promoted to Speaker of the House. He ran as a vice presidential candidate back in 2012 for the Republicans. He is now getting the blame for something that a lot of the Republicans actually got behind him on.
Yes.
So ultimately,
and a bunch of Democrats.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the Republicans who are upset about this because they sold them down the river. They sold out their principles and
sold out America.
And the idea being that because there was some, I guess, funding for certain programs that some Republicans find to be objectionable,
yes,
that's why these guys have done that. Now, look, I'm not saying that I support a trillion-dollar budget. I certainly don't. I support abolishing the federal government entirely. I want nothing to do with them. But it's just amazing to me that people continue to be surprised by these politicians.
Yes.
What did you think you were going to get when you voted for these people? All of a sudden, the this political class that historically has been in favor of corporatism and in favor of, you know, promoting their friends and punishing their enemies and taking all of your money and your obedience in order to do these things, that all of a sudden that was going to change?
And this political class that gets reelected at a rate of 93%.
Yeah, the incumbent reelection rate is super high, even though every 4 years there's always talk about, you got to throw them bastards out of there. We got to get rid of these guys.
And it's actually every 2 years.
For Congress?
For Congress, it's every 2 years.
Okay, sorry about that. I know it's every 2 years here in New Hampshire. It felt like every 4 years in Florida. But anyway, So, you know, there's always the same talk about, we got to get rid of these bums. Throw them out of there.
Vote the bums out.
Yeah. And they never do.
How'd the bums get in there?
They got voted in.
Right.
Yeah. But, well, you could argue that you didn't know they were bums at that point, but now you know that they're bums, but yet they still continue to get reelected.
Right. And part of that,
because the bum you know.
Right, the bum you know is better than the bum in another district, because the bum I know, he brings jobs to the area, blah, blah, blah. But there's, you know, these gerrymandered districts to where very few of the districts are even what they would consider to be a swing district, meaning that the margin of victory was within 10%. Most of the congressional elections, they're either unopposed or it's in a safe district to where the person wins with like a 15 to whatever margin.
When you say they're unopposed, you mean in the primary?
No, or in the general.
Really? Like U.S. congressional elections they're unopposed?
There are U.S. congressional elections that go unopposed.
A significant amount of them?
Decent percentage.
Huh. Interesting. I know that happens a lot here in New Hampshire. I know you had told me that there was, like, a few years ago, 45% of state rep races.
Yeah, and the races that I've looked at for state house, it's between 25 to 40%. And it's one of those things to where it shifts between the two. Between 25 to 40% of New Hampshire state house races that are unopposed. And a lot of those, there's no opposition in the primary, there's no opposition in the general, so you've got somebody that basically gets reelected by default because they filed some paper.
Right, and that, you know, that is a huge political opportunity for people who are considering making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Look, these Republicans and Democrats are never going to do anything for you, for the most part, the state level. But here in New Hampshire, you actually can have an effect on the political process. Even though it's mostly Republicans and Democrats that get elected here, at the very least, there's very few people that are actually involved in politics altogether in New Hampshire because it's a small place.
Right.
And already you could argue that the Free State Project, which is a mass migration of libertarians and voluntarists, people who love liberty, to come to New Hampshire and get active, a number of them have actually run as Republicans and Democrats and have gotten elected. Now, obviously, you know, you and I are kind of third-party guys,
right,
Daryl. We'd like to see more ballot access be possible,
yes,
here, and that will result in more choices and ultimately, I think, a better political circumstance. But that's one of the things the Republicans and Democrats tend to agree on, is keeping the other parties out and stopping them from competing. And, of course, all these Republicans that are so upset with the Republican Party here with this $1 trillion budget, to take it back to the national level, that are so upset are likely going to vote for the same characters again this year, because they certainly aren't going to vote for the Democrat.
Right.
So they're going to vote for the same characters.
And they're probably not going to vote for the Libertarian.
That was where I was going with this. They probably won't even know the Libertarian exists, because the Libertarians can't get on the ballot as effectively, number one. But even if they do get on the ballot effectively, they usually blow their wad, if you will, the funding, whatever little amount of funding they have, they blow that on ballot access, having to hire petitioners and jump through these arbitrary hoops the government has set up. And so then when they finally get on the ballot, they're just exhausted from that whole process, and then they proceed to get ignored by the media at that point. So once you get ballot access, which is this incredibly high, you know, level to accomplish, then you just get ignored by mainstream media. Now that you don't get invited to debates, and you pretty much get sidelined as a candidate, and you end up with 2 to 3% in the vote.
Or like what happened in Virginia, I believe it was last year, you have this small government Republican who happens to be running for president, whose initials are Rand Paul, winds up calling Republicans, telling them, do not vote for the Libertarian, because then the Democrat will get elected. So you have this horrible Republican, the guy that was running for governor in Virginia as the Republican, absolutely horrible, but not quite as bad as the Democrat.
Yep.
Libertarian. Excellent. He was polling at like 10%.
And then that. Yeah.
Rand Paul winds up making telephone calls to people saying, don't vote for the Libertarian. And then he wound up getting like 7% and then losing the ballot access.
7% is pretty good for a Libertarian. That's probably like a record for a gubernatorial candidate for Libertarian.
I'm not sure.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, you know, like, it's one of those things to where Republicans fear the Democrats more than they want liberty.
Mm.
And that's for the ones that claim that they want liberty.
Well, right. And then you get somebody like Donald Trump coming into the Republican Party, who some people believe he's actually a Democrat, given that he's given money to Hillary Clinton or something like that,
right,
in the past. And has actually, I saw some quote on a meme. I don't know if it's true.
It's not.
It.
It's not. The thing
about how he would lie to get elected or whatever.
The thing that's attributed to a People magazine interview in 1998, yeah, it's not true.
Not true. Okay. Not surprised
because
by that.
In the year 2000, just 2 years later, he sought the Reform Party nomination and then dropped out of that race about a month and a half before their nomination.
Do you think he's going to drop out of this one?
I don't know.
He's winning the polls, right?
He's doing very well in the polls.
I looked at the New Hampshire poll today. Solid.
I am convinced that something strange will happen in Iowa, causing something strange to happen in New Hampshire, causing Donald Trump to wind up falling from the top spot.
What could it be that does that? I mean, we don't know. Anything can occur. But, I mean, this guy, he said some of the most outrageous things that
yes,
a candidate could possibly say. He said things that even the other candidates are embarrassed about. Like,
yes,
you know, the whole stopping Muslims from coming into the United States. Even the other Republicans couldn't get behind that one, and they were calling him out. So none of those things have slowed his momentum.
The funny thing is, a lot of the Republican candidates are, on the one hand, giving lip service to, I can't believe Donald Trump said that. But yet, of the ones that are in Congress, some of them have actually introduced legislation to do the exact thing that Donald Trump is advocating.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, I expect that the other candidates who were, you know, they were bemoaning what Trump said would likely implement all of Trump's ideas,
yes,
you know, quietly if they got elected, or not so quietly, because by then they're elected and that's, you know, it's too late. You can't get them out. for the most part.
So one of the
they're just not
senators,
admit it in advance.
Well, one of the senators who has gone on the offensive, if you will, against Donald Trump. I can't believe he said he wants to keep all Muslims out of the country. One of the senators introduced a bill to prevent people from 34 Arab countries from being able to immigrate into the United States.
I believe that was Rand Paul, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
right. Yes, it was, that good small government Republican.
But he's smaller government than Trump because Trump wants to prohibit all Muslims from coming into the United States. Rand Paul only wants to prohibit them from 34 countries.
Yeah, and he also wants to prohibit everybody from those 34 countries.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But yet, libertarians are supposed to get excited by this guy? It's ridiculous. Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Are you an angry Republican? Are you mad at the Republicans for passing a trillion-dollar budget with all kind of provisions that some Republicans don't really appreciate very much, like, you know, this Dream Act to help people who are here, who are children, make a better life for themselves? It doesn't sound like the most objectionable of government programs. Obviously, there's probably a lot of waste involved in it because it's a government program, you know. But, you know, compared to war, I would say that the Dream Act is pretty negligible.
Right, but Republicans love war.
Right, right, yeah. But they're mad. So if you're one of those mad Republicans, we want to hear from you. What are you going to do differently coming up in 2016 to make things better for your political party? What's your plan, mad Republicans? Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Because from what I can tell, you know, your choices are the same old boys. It's the same old crew. Maybe there's a few newbies that are coming in from, you know, the ranks, if you will.
And chances are people probably aren't even going to pay attention to the election until it's well past time to file to run for office.
Yep.
And then they say, oh, this guy is running unopposed in both the primary and the general. Or this guy's running unopposed in primary, and he's running against the guy that he lost to 2 years ago in the general, who's also running unopposed in the primary.
And as the Ron Paul Republicans found out in 2008 and 2012, when they tried to do something differently, tried to get a guy who was very representative of some different ideas compared to your typical run-of-the-mill Republicans, Ron Paul being basically a libertarian, but calling himself a Republican and running under the Republican ticket, you know, you had the situations where he had a huge level of support, unlike his son, who has nearly nothing compared to Ron Paul. Ron Paul had this huge level of support. These supporters who came into the Republican, what do they call them, the, like, conventions or whatever, the state conventions, and they tried to vote as a block. They tried to come in and you know, push some real support behind Ron in those state conventions, and they were locked out. They were kicked out. They were banned. They had microphones.
Rules changed on them.
The mics were literally turned off when they went up to speak into them. So, I mean, everything they could possibly do, they being the people in power, the people that are, you know, in charge of the Republican Party, they did everything, all the dirty tricks in the book. They trotted them out to prevent the Ron Paul Republicans from coming in and trying to change the status quo in the party.
Right.
So there's already been a real concerted effort to try to take over the Republican Party, and it didn't work.
Right.
So that's why I'm asking you, now what are you going to do about it? The toll-free number is 855-453. We've barely even scratched the surface of the list of 10 reasons why some Republicans are shooting mad about this.
Right. So let me just recap here. The first thing that Breitbart says, or the first way that America was sold out, was that the omnibus bill fully funds the Dream Act that was trotted out again recently as the deferred action for childhood arrivals. Meaning that if someone under the age of 18 came into the country illegally with a parent, then they're not being deported, and they're actually being treated like a human being. How dare they? Number two on the list.
Well, they're just going to grow up and rape and murder everyone, Daryl, because they're immigrants.
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen that way. Number two on the list is that the omnibus bill funds sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
And this one we sort of started getting into. The omnibus bill rewards lawless sanctuary cities with federal grants, is the claim. Division B, Title II of the omnibus bill funds various grant programs for the Department of Justice and contains no language that would restrict the provisions of such grants going to jurisdictions that are not enforcing U.S. immigration laws. So the claim is it's funding sanctuary cities, when in actuality they're just not prohibiting funds from going to a city that's not complying with federal immigration law.
Gotcha.
Because these jurisdictions, such as San Francisco, are doing a very Republican thing. They're, you know, local government. Isn't that what Republicans claim that they support? Is local government states' rights? Or do cities not have rights because states or something.
Well, I mean, of course, from the liberty perspective, only individuals have rights.
Right.
But yes, the Republicans will generally side with the idea of states' rights, but what
and
you're pointing
more
out
more local government.
Right. What you're pointing out here is that when it doesn't suit them politically, all of a sudden states' rights are a problem.
Right
to them. Number three.
Number three, the omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Despite broad support amongst Republican lawmakers for a proposal introduced by Representative Brian Babin of Texas to halt all refugee resettlement, the appropriations bill passed through Congress will fund President Obama's refugee resettlement operations and will allow for the admission of tens of thousands of refugees with access to federal benefits. Division H, Title II of the bill contains appropriations for the Department of Health and Human Service and contains no language that would restrict the program, nor are there any restrictions for the program in Division K of the bill, which provides funding for the Department of State, which oversees refugee admissions. Mm-hmm. Ryan was not one of the 84 co-sponsors of Babin's bill to halt the refugee operations. And he recently told Sean Hannity that he does not support halting resettlement because we're a compassionate country. The refugee laws are important. Similarly,
that's a nice thing to hear him say.
This outcome represents a legislative win for Senator Marco Rubio, who told Sean Hannity that he'd hate to use Congress's power of the purse to deny funding for resettlement operations.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones to your thoughts. Joe, in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Joe.
Oh, well, good evening. You can hear me okay?
Yep, you sound fine. Go for it.
Great. Thank you very much. Well, I'm just noticing, I haven't listened to you guys in a very long time, and I'm reminded why I stopped listening. I mean, my God, you berating basic Americans? My God, no wonder why you guys are going down and
rating. Berating basic Americans? What is that supposed to mean? Oh, he hung up. Well, guess he didn't really want to have a conversation.
I'm curious how we were berating basic Americans by explaining that Republicans are horrible people and Democrats are horrible people.
Well, Daryl, you obviously hate America because you want to allow people to come in here.
Right, because I think that all human beings have the same rights to life, liberty, and property. It doesn't matter where on earth
you were
born.
That's an attack on Americans, Daryl.
You have rights because you're a human being.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean those people should be allowed in here. You hate America because you just want to let people come in here and try to make a better life for themselves. What about all of the Americans trying to make a better life for themselves? How are they going to make a better life for themselves if all these other people are coming in making a better life? You can only have so many better lives.
No, it's not a fixed pie. And that's the thing that a lot of people think about the economy. The economy's a fixed pie, and if you've got a big slice, then everybody else gets a smaller slice. But let's suppose for a moment that me and you both have a small amount of money in front of us. I've got $5, you've got $50. And, well, you've definitely got more money, 10 times as much. I do some work and I earn $50. You do some work and you earn up to $500. We both have more money, but you still have more.
Yeah, but the government only prints so much out. There's only so many dollars out there. Let's talk more about this because I think it's an important question. 855-450-FREE, and yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us toll free here, live Sunday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. And if you want to call and do a drive-by calling like that last guy, you're certainly welcome to do so, but it's kind of a lame way to do it. I mean, if you've got ideas, why don't you stay on the line and defend them? We'd love to have a conversation with somebody that disagrees with us, and this person certainly sounded that way. He said, we're attacking America. And what we're talking about is the Republicans here who, the Republican rank and file are angry, many of them, at the Republican elected politicians, specifically Paul Ryan, but many others who voted for the $1 trillion budget that just went through at the end of last week. We're going through 10 reasons why some of these Republicans are upset. And you're welcome to share your thoughts. Also, we have Skype. Skype usernames LRN.FM. You know, most text message marketing services out there are cumbersome to use, requiring lots of manual entry to add and remove subscribers. With TextFire, your customers can subscribe or unsubscribe to your text messages by simply texting a keyword of your choosing to your number. Now, you actually can use this service, TextFire, TextFire.com, and they give you an actual local number instead of one of those short codes that you're used to seeing when it comes to sending those text messages out. These come from and go to full-on real local numbers, so you look like a local business. And in fact, that's who TextFire is really marketing towards. They're marketing towards small mom-and-pop local businesses who want to contact groups of up to 100 or maybe as many as 2,000 people. It's great for churches as well as civic groups and, again, small businesses. They've got a great web interface that you can use to create lists, manage subscribers, and schedule your text messages. And they're unlimited subscriber lists, and you can use different lists for different types of customers or even staff. Send inspirational messages, event reminders, donation requests, product features, whatever you want. Learn more. Go to TextFire.com, TextFire.com. And if you are a Free Talk Live listener, and you are, you get your first month for free by texting FTL to 877-792-7418. That's 877-792-7418. Text FTL to that number, or you can call that number and mention that you heard about TextFire on Free Talk Live. It's TextFire.com, TextFire.com. Let's go to Deuter, calling from Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. And then we still have to talk about this expanding pie, because I don't think we really got into that as much as it deserves. But Deuter, you're on Free Talk Live first. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. I was just curious why there aren't more women that listen to the show. I think you all have a great movement going, but it sounds like the appeal of the libertarian movement, especially the Free State Project, seems to be geared towards nerdy men. And I was wondering, one, what you all were trying to do to include the opposite sex more. And two, do you all, you know, how's the minority? Like, it also seems it's white nerdy men that, you know, are always on your show and listening. I was just curious, you know, what kind of outreach is going on for that. And three, I was wondering if you, you know, look for the transgender or the LGBT community as well. And I'll listen off air.
All right, there's actually a fairly large segment of LGBT members of the libertarian movement, specifically the Free State Project.
Yep, they even have their own radio show. It's called Flaming Freedom.
That's what I was going to mention, is there's the podcast Flaming Freedom that deals with all things LGBT. Buzz, who has been throwing Buzz's big gay dance party at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, she was on Flaming Freedom a couple of weeks ago talking about why the T should not be in LGBT.
Hmm.
And that was a very interesting episode. So if it's something that you're interested in hearing about, you should definitely find that episode of Flaming Freedom.
Yeah, they get into some really interesting discussions on that show. FlamingFreedom.com is their website. But to go back to the first couple questions about women in
women and minority
and minorities. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the breakdown of the libertarian movement, the Deuter is correct. I mean, it is largely white males, and
right.
And that's a fact. Why that is that way is open for debate. And anyone who would like to, you know, give their rationale or their reasoning, you're certainly welcome to dial in here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I would like to point out that the Free State Project, at least as far as women are concerned, I think has a higher ratio of women to men than does the Libertarian Party. That's just based on my own personal experience, having been involved with the Libertarians in Florida and the Libertarians here in New Hampshire. The ratio of men to women there, or rather women to men, it's like 1 in 10 maybe is a female in the Libertarian Party. In the Free State Project, I'd say it's closer to 3 out of 10. I'd say it's a little bit higher here. Now, in Manchester,
I'd say about 2.5.
Okay.
Which is definitely closer to 3 than it is to 1.
Here in Keene, it's almost all males. The Manchester area, though, has attracted a lot more female population. I can't really speak for the rest of the state. I don't
right.
have enough
and
experience.
Manchester is also the largest city,
correct.
And women, you know, by and large, tend to flock towards the cities instead of out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And the ladies panel of Keene Vention actually just got posted yesterday, I believe.
Friday night.
So, you know, definitely head over to keenvention.info. You can watch that panel. And the women do talk about that a little bit, about how to outreach to women. And I think part of the thing, when guys try to outreach to women, it seems as though you only want us because of, you know, like, sex, basically. And, well, no, like, I want everybody to come to the ideas of liberty because it's the right thing. And, right. Yes, it would be nice to have somebody to snuggle at night. But that's not the only reason that I want people coming to the ideas of liberty.
And I see where you're coming from on that, in that it is, you know, I think that women would be more effective at reaching out to women.
Right.
I just feel like that's probably true. They can connect on things that are more important to ladies. Like, you know, generally, women are more interested in, like, child-rearing related issues. Obviously, that's not a true statement for everyone, but, you know, I think that that's something that they resonate with. Like, you know, they find, like, homeschooling, for instance, to be a very important
yes.
issue. And I think one of the things they did say
birth
that
freedom is also pretty big.
Right,
and
like home birthing. Yeah.
We actually have, well, not just home birthing, but giving the women the freedom to choose whether they want to birth at home, whether they want to birth in a hospital.
It seems popular, though, to do the home birth thing among the libertarian.
It does, because if you birth in a hospital in New Hampshire, there are regulations of you have to have this done and this done and this done. And you can't pick and choose which of those things. It's sort of like the vaccines. And this is where I come from on the vaccines, is people should have the ability to opt in and out of every single vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
As it is right now, if you take a vaccine for your child, you must take all of them. You don't get to pick and choose.
What? Under what circumstance? Like, if you're trying to get them to go to
federal statute, or state statutes specify, here's the vaccines that your children must take.
To go to school or whatever,
to go to
the government
but
school.
If you opt out of one for philosophical reason or religious reason,
you have to opt out of all.
You can't say, I think it's a really good idea to have the measles vaccine and the chickenpox vaccine,
yeah.
but I don't want any of the other ones. You can't do that.
Wow.
You have to either opt out of them or opt out of none of them.
I had not heard about that.
Yes.
So if you want to speculate or comment on the dearth of women in the liberty movement, you're certainly welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-3733. And I would also be interested to know, because I don't spend time in the other parties, but what's the breakdown of males to females in the Republican Party, for instance, or the Democratic Party? You know, is it different there than it is in the Libertarian Party? Are males more likely to be involved in politics, period?
Yes.
No matter what the political party we're talking about. So you can share your thoughts and experience here, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And you can bring up anything. It doesn't have to be on this issue. We are going to return to the 10 reasons why Republicans, some of them are hopping mad this weekend about some of what the Republicans have done with this $1 trillion budget that just passed last week. So join us here. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now. 1-800-647-9959. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-647-9959. That's 1-800-647-9959. 1-800-647-9959.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF
NSF-53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Live Sunday edition. And all of a sudden, phones are blowing up. So if you can't get on the phone lines, call in on Skype, and then you'll sound better than everyone on the phones. Skype username is lrn.fm. You know what? It is holiday shopping season, but it's getting down to the wire at this point. So if you're planning, if you still haven't gotten it done yet, you've been procrastinating, maybe your excuse is you're waiting for Christmas week sales. I don't know, but you've waited this long. Now your options are slimming down as far as how to get something before the end of this week. You can still go to saveatpurse.com, use Purse Instant, save 5%. In fact, I believe I saw something about Purse where anyone who requests a 10% discount will automatically be guaranteed Amazon Prime shipping. Did you see that?
I did see that, yeah. And I believe it's 24-hour guaranteed purchase.
On a 10%?
On 10%, to where Purse will make the purchase themselves.
If no one else jumps
in. If no one else buys.
So saveatpurse.com is a way to get your products that you want through Amazon at a great discount. Usually I'll put in 20%. I've actually, the only time I did less than 20% was when I first signed up, and they like lock you down at 15,
yes.
I think, being your maximum. But ever since then, I've always gotten 20 or more percent off everything that I buy through saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. If you have Bitcoin, you can use this service. That's the key. That's the catch, if you will. You do have to use Bitcoin to save big time. And as was pointed out here, if you want to do the 10% discount, first of all, when I do 20%, it gets done within like an hour. So you usually don't have to wait very long at all. On 20%. 10%, I imagine, is going to be very, very fast. because, you know, the larger the discount, the longer you do have to wait. But with the 10%, it's like, you know, going to go real fast. Plus, you're guaranteed Prime, Amazon Prime shipping,
yes,
which means it's going to get to you. If you order tomorrow at saveitfirst.com, you're likely going to get what you need by the end of the week.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. Also, if you don't have Bitcoin, you just want to order straight from Amazon, go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter the Amazon shopping links there.
And you can get up to 50% using Purse. One of the listeners told us that they recently got 50% on something that he just put up there to see if he could get a big discount.
But you're not going to get that likely by the end. That's probably not going to
get
you.
You're not
going to
get that by the end of the week.
Right. So keep
most
that in
likely.
Mind. Yeah. So saveitpurse.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Tom is in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Well, I just have one thing to say to you anti-American folks.
Yeah.
That is this. I've been listening to you for about, I guess, about a year and a half. And I find a lot of your ideas, the way you present them, not pretentious at all, to be quite imaginative and worthwhile to give a listen to for anybody who would take offense. And of course,
thanks.
I was kidding about you being anti-American. Actually, I think the ideas that you proffer are very much in line with what the folks who founded this country were like.
Sometimes. I mean, I don't support slavery.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm talking about the revolutionary ideas they had about living a more free lifestyle and having a free existence from the chains that they were under. And unfortunately, they didn't extend that to their fellow men. But we are where we are today. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, we're probably the only nation that actually has gone to war with itself in order to free slaves. I don't think that was ever done before.
That wasn't the goal of the Civil War, though. The goal was to keep the Union together at the cost
right.
of killing.
But the United States was the only Western nation that, as a result of a civil war, and it actually wasn't a civil war, but that's what people call it, but as a result of a war, wound up ending slavery. Every other Western country ended slavery peacefully.
That much is true, but that wasn't the purpose of the war.
Right. The purpose of the war was to preserve the Union, and Abraham Lincoln, before starting the war, said, if I can preserve the Union by freeing none of the slaves, I'll do that. If I can preserve the Union by freeing all of them, I'll do that. If I can preserve the Union by freeing some and keeping others, I will do that.
You're absolutely right. That wasn't the reason at all. Although many people will argue about that, but if you really look at history, you're right on the money. However, eventually that became a big part of it, whether for the right reasons or not, and probably
right.
they weren't. I still think we can hang our hat at least on that notion that we actually continued to fight, and that became actually a part of it. There were a lot of prohibitionists and who wanted to do the right thing. So although not everyone was in on the proper reasons, that there were a great many who were. What's interesting, I'll leave you with this so other folks can get on. Had the nation actually done what it was supposed to do under the Constitution and allowed those states who didn't agree and felt they were getting a bad deal from being part of the Union to leave, they would have been in line with what you guys are proposing most of the time. And I think eventually they would have come around and slavery would have ended anyway.
Absolutely. The marketplace would end slavery just because of competition in the market for the best workers would likely compete out the slavers, in my opinion. Thank you for the call, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you.
And one thing on secession that most people don't realize, the New England states threatened to secede in the 1830s, but never followed through with their threat.
Damn it. Well, it's not too late. I think we need to be talking about secession some more here when we get the chance, and we'll do that. In fact, there's news out of Texas about the Texas secession movement and the Republicans and what their official position is now on secession in Texas. First, though, let's go to Richard listening. This is different. Must be listening online. Richard, it says here you're in California, but you're listening to Asheville's WWNC out of North Carolina. Are you with us?
Yeah, that's correct. And I'm not online. I'm not real tech savvy or anything like that. And I'd just say kudos to Tom because he's paying attention to history, and kudos to you all because you knew exactly what you were saying, too, at least as far as my history facts go and stuff. And a lot of people don't understand that. But I would
tell me, though, I know you're calling about a different reason. How are you not on the Internet but listening to an Asheville, North Carolina radio station in California?
Well, Asheville, North Carolina is the radio station.
Okay, so you're in North Carolina. It's just my board out got it wrong, said you were in California. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, so,
yes, sir.
So you're listening on the radio.
It does, 570 WWNC.
Excellent. Great station. Glad to be on it. Great iHeartRadio or iHeartMedia station. Go ahead with your call and thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to explain to you guys that I've been listening to you. I listen to the station pretty regularly. They keep me attuned to a lot of local stuff that's going on with the city council. I do believe in states' rights. 61, balding, chubby, you know, the typical angry white guy as they play me out to be.
Okay.
And I'll explain to you guys that I will never vote again in this country, and I've been, you know, knocked down for it because it's my right and I'm going to change the world. But when Harry Reid got on his retirement hurrah, and it was on one of the, you know, alphabet networks, one of the big ones, it wasn't a cable news, and it was a commentator that was asking him questions directly, and he was a high-end guy, and I couldn't explain to you who he was, but he looked at him and he said, you know, why would you say that Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes for 10 years when you knew that wasn't true? And he basically turned his head, looked in the camera, and said, he didn't win, did he? And that, to me, was the third man in the position of the United States in control telling everybody in the world that we don't give a damn what you think. We can do whatever we want. And that's one thing. But the next day, there wasn't a soul that picked up on that.
Mm.
And that blew me away. It really blew me away. I think so much of Rand Paul. But had I been Rand Paul at that time, I would have stood up in my chair in the well of the Senate and just gone nuts that day. And they could have taken me out in a straitjacket, but I would have gotten my point across. But there wasn't a soul out there that said a damn thing all day long on no matter cable or anything. I didn't listen to Alex Jones that day, but, you know, what the heck.
So I know that you said you're never going to vote again, and I can completely understand the frustration, but the Libertarian Party actually has ballot access in North Carolina, so consider casting that protest vote and voting for the Libertarian.
Yeah, if you're not going to vote at all and you care about freedom, you might as well vote for the Libertarians. Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because usually one of the reasons why people won't vote for the Libertarian is because they feel like it's wasting their vote. But if you're ready,
give them ballot access.
Yeah, if you're, well, there's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. Live Sunday edition, Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.